This is the Afternoon Drive Podcast with Philip and Skip from KMJ and KMJNow.com.
.405 on your afternoon drive and another $100 up for grabs right now with the 25K payoff. Text the national keyword to 95819. Not only could you win $100 this hour, but you'll be entered for a chance to win $25,000. That's why we call it the 25K payoff. Skip, what is the word they should be texting to 95819 this hour?
Coin, C-O-I-N. Text the word a coin right now to 95819 for a chance at $100, one step closer to 25,000 of them.
It's a 25K payoff brought to you by Chuck Jancy Gold Resort and Casino. Details and contest rules can be found at kmjnow.com. And again, coin, C-O-I-N. Text it to 95819 and good luck. Find the show online at kmjnow.com. Find the podcast there. You can find the contest rules for the 25K payoff, Buzz question, Buzz allergy, asthma, and Sinus Center proudly sponsoring the feature that I forget the name of as soon as I'm not looking directly at the piece of paper. And a new sweet deal on sale now. And this one, if you're missing the fair, if you're just looking for a quick way to get some good food and maybe surprise the family. Skip the line. Get fast pass entry to the Big Fresno Fair's Drive-Through Eats Spring Edition. Half off, $15. That's the sweet deal on sale now at kmjnow.com.
And yes, churros are available along with kettle corn, the colossal dog, Big Bubba's Bad Barbecue, and cinnamon rolls, just to name a few.
What's your go-to when you go to the fair? There's always one or two things that you got to have, right?
I'm a kettle corn person. I love kettle corn, which is great because my husband doesn't. And I think the cinnamon rolls, although I'm kind of a traditionalist, like I don't need any of the extra stuff on top of it on those particular cinnamon rolls.
So, okay, you're getting the icing, but no chopped nuts?
No, stuff. I don't even need the icing on it.
Oh, pervert, what?
Just that one, because I mean I like the icing, but it's not my favorite, so I don't particularly need the icing. And I like the edges, which is great because most people go for the center. I'm kind of weird. We know this.
That's off-putting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. See, it was the Big Fresno Fair's cinnamon rolls, the way that they do them there, that like changed the way I do cinnamon rolls at home to kind of approximate. It's never the same. It's never going to be the same. You can't make those in your kitchen at home. But to approximate. And so we've got the chopped nuts and the extra icing and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I can't imagine doing it without it. Like that's the point, man. Otherwise you're just eating sweet bread.
Just more for you, dude. I do love the original soft taco is out there, and one of my favorite things that I learned from my mother is when she was like, you eat those over the garbage can because there's the right amount of grease that makes them good. But it's messy, so you got to have something to catch that. But anyway, you can go ahead and get your fast pass there on sale.
That's an underappreciated skill. This is one of those things we talk about, the continued decay of the two-parent household. And I think that there's an argument to be made for a binary balance being helpful in raising well-rounded children, but parents who provide a loving home are doing the best that they can. I'm certainly not going to condescend to it, but I think that normally, and I'm surprised to hear it was your mom, but normally I think it falls into the realm of dad things, the fine art of eating over a trash can or over a sink. Because sometimes you've got something that's amazing. It's good, but you aren't just, when you're done, it's not just going to be, I need to pat my fingertips with the napkin. No, I'm going to need orange clean and like some seriously hot water.
When's the last thing you ate something that messy?
A very, very satisfying chorizo egg potato burrito that I made with leftovers from Pico de Gallo.
Oh, okay. I'm very impressed. Ours was, we got the hot chicken sandwich from Big Wagon. It was one of these like Fresno Street Eats. It's the spot right outside of Annex Kitchen. Oh my gosh. Like spicy mayo all over the place. It was, oh, it was so good. It was so messy though. It was so messy. So good.
I think that there is something to be said for the fine art of just, nope, we're eating over the sink tonight. We're going to go out in the backyard. We're going to eat over the grass.
We'll
the
just hose them off when you're done. Wear a shirt you don't really care about. Sometimes I look down, I'm like, oh, miss. Thought I got all in my mouth. Oh, well. Well, it happens.
Okay. Anyways. Oh, my God. This Johnson & Johnson vaccine thing, it's got me worried, not because I'm taking the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I'm not. I'm actually getting my second Pfizer shot tonight after the show. But the Johnson & Johnson thing is, it's not worrying me because I'm afraid that the system has failed. It's worrying me because the story about the pause of the distribution of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is going to become fuel for the anti-science people to fearmonger.
Yeah, it's already started. And I was having a discussion about this, about, you know, if somebody has gotten the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, I mean, Mr. Skip got that one. I know a few others that have gotten it. The blood clots that they're talking about are specifically some concerns related to women in a certain age group, and completely novice take on that is, my guess is it may have something to do with birth control. You know, birth control has actually a pretty high rate when you look at the rates of bad things happening for causing blood clots in some women. So I think what we're going to see is there's going to be some questions about that and whether or not the vaccine is responsible. However, it's this interesting thing because there's so much political arguing over the vaccine and denial of science that rather than be actually concerned about people who may have gotten the vaccine and you may be worried about it, it turns into this, see, I told you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let me send you this article. Whereas I would think if you were really concerned about your loved ones and you were worried about that they might have some sort of impact due to this, maybe being like, hey, are you doing okay? Like, are you feeling okay? What's your anxiety like?
I agree that the "see, I told you so," especially when you're texting somebody who you know got that vaccine. Man, that really shows that you'd rather be right than be a loving friend. It really shows like how bad you've gotten about needing to win fights on the internet with strangers and that whole mentality. If you sent somebody a "see, I told you so" message because you know they got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, you need to really like check yourself. Like it probably. Well, it's Tuesday, so there'll be a midweek mass tomorrow, and confessions on Saturday. You need to go get right with Jesus if that was your first reaction. And I'm not being funny. I'm being absolutely deadly serious when I say that to you. If "I told you so" was your reaction, you need to get right with God, because that's just not a human response to the news. The other part is it's also not a mathematically... it's not a mathematically significant number of people who have at this time experienced this possible side effect. We are talking about in the United States, where over 6 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine have been administered. 6 people. One of whom suffered fatal complications, one of whom, as I understand it, is still in ICU, and 4 others who are being monitored but are still on their feet. These odds that they're going to trace it back to being exclusively the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and not, like you said, possibly related to a previously unexplored contraindication with some specific birth control, I would be very surprised to find out it's Johnson & Johnson alone.
Right. And the reason why I point to the birth control in particular is that all six cases occurred in women ages 18 to 48. So it's going to be 18 because that's the youngest you could get, Johnson & Johnson. And, you know, typically that's when women tend to be on some sort of birth control, which, by the way, if you didn't know this, that is one of the major side effects of birth control is blood clots. And these symptoms developed within 6 to 13 days. So people that may have just gotten their vaccine are going to be kind of watching the clock on that, wondering. And then what's going to happen? Every little twinge or, oh my gosh, is something wrong, is going to be, is this it? And we did see a massive rollout of Johnson & Johnson in particular last week in Merced County, where it was being distributed because of the ease of the one-shot dosage. And so, as of now, Johnson & Johnson says there's no clear causal relationship and they are going to be following it. You know, I would rather there be a halt. There was some news that came out that says that this does not look like it's going to really upend the timeline, probably because if we recall, there was that manufacturing issue, which then the trickle down effect we talked about. This was the period of time we were going to see the cut down in the number of doses. So it gives the opportunity to research this accurately and then be able to move forward. But there are Pfizer and Moderna, obviously.
Yeah. And like I said, I'm getting jab number two from Pfizer tonight. I am completely confident in the choice to do so. I've got a couple of friends who have been holding out waiting for a Johnson & Johnson mm-hmm. appointment just because they want the convenience of the single jab. Not out of concern that the middle-aged man and the little old lady who are holding out for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine are going to be at some risk here. But my thought is just go get vaccinated, for goodness sake. And if Johnson & Johnson's on a pause, go get one of the other ones. Something's better than nothing. The other thing is the Johnson & Johnson vaccine does not work the same way as Moderna and Pfizer. In a nutshell, Johnson & Johnson is using a dead cold virus as the mechanism for transport and activation of the immune system, whereas Moderna and Pfizer are directly stimulating the immune system without aid of a dead virus to help infiltrate. That is one of those distinctions that's kind of difficult to explain. I don't really understand the science of it myself. Suffice to say, I will be going to get my second Pfizer jab tonight without a second thought. And if you were holding out for a Johnson & Johnson vaccine, just go get one of the other, man.
Right. And what I've heard, Johnson & Johnson may be good if you have some sensitivity, so you can check it out. But do go to myturn.ca.gov to find out about where you can make vaccination appointments, including down at the Fresno Fairgrounds, which had openings earlier today.
It's a new era in news talk, only on News Talk 580-1059, KMJ.
If you haven't done it yet, you need to text the word COIN, C-O-I-N, COIN, right now to 95819. Your chance at $100 this hour. You can be one step closer to the $25,000 payoff. It's brought to you by Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. All the details you need at KMJNow.com. Once again, COIN, send that word to 95819.
Philip Geresi, Skip Echeverria. Find us on social media at DriveKMJ. Find the podcast after the show at DriveKMJ.com. Right now, we're going to take you to the Freedom Cafe. We want to welcome you to the Freedom Cafe. We trust you to make your own choices if you want to wear a face mask. And in the same spirit of individual liberty, we allow our staff to make their own choices about the safety procedures they prefer to follow as they prepare and serve your food. I thought of the Freedom Cafe after yesterday's excitement, courtesy of mask protester Ben Martin and his screaming tantrum after being confronted by the sight of Miguel Arias trying to enjoy a beer and a chicken sandwich in public. At the Freedom Cafe, we encourage our employees to wash their hands after using the bathroom, but understand that some people may be allergic to certain soaps or may just prefer not to wash their hands. It's not our place to tell them what to do.
Oh, I'm skeeved out already. You're like not even a paragraph in.
We understand that you might be used to chicken that's been cooked to 165 degrees, but we do have to respect that some of our cooks may have seen a meme or a YouTube video saying that 100 degrees is fine, and we don't want to encroach on their beliefs. Some servers may wish to touch your food as they serve it. There is no reason that a healthy person with clean hands can't touch your food. We will take their word for it that they're healthy and clean. Water temperature and detergent, of course, are highly personal choices, and we allow our dishwashing team to decide how they'd prefer to wash the silverware you'll be putting in your mouth. Some of you might get sick, but almost everyone survives food poisoning. We think you'll agree it's a small price to pay for the sweet freedom of no one ever being told what to do, especially not for the silly, silly reason of keeping strangers healthy.
I like that. Where'd you find that?
Facebook.
Sometimes Facebook pulls out a winner. I like Freedom Cafe. I think that that's a really great comparison to what we're talking about.
I don't know, man. I just...
I eat raw chicken all the time, Philip. Makes you strong. Clears out the gut.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet it clears out the gut.
Gross.
Also, how is this a coffee shop ambiance?
Yeah, I was wondering. I guess I forgot what coffee shops feel like.
A little bit of traffic. Here's fingers on the keyboard. Oh, I just heard a pour. I'm thinking that on AM radio, it just sounds like I'm on a remote.
I was going to say, it sounds like a little, there's a little staticky feel to it. But okay.
This is one
of
those
stormy. It's a stormy day at the coffee shop at Freedom Cafe.
This is one of those things. If you don't spend a lot of time on the internet, you might not know what ASMR is.
Oh, I do know because my child listens to it to fall asleep.
Think of an ambiance. Think of a scene. Think of a room you want to be in. Somebody has created a multi-hour YouTube video of that.
Yeah.
That's what this is. It's an hour and a half long.
So I use an app called Headspace to fall asleep at night. One of them is, there's all kinds of meditations that are super helpful on there. But there are different soundtracks you can put on. And one is like, you know, Down in the Holler. One is a Salon Nights. One is The Market. Like all of these random ones. And just God bless my husband. He's like, sure, just put it on. It's fine. Because I like white noise. It helps me fall asleep. So when my head starts to spin, I can go listen to the music, listen to the sounds.
Have you tried a box fan?
We have two fans in the room. Doesn't help. There's a lot going on in this head. I hit the pillow and I'm like, and let's go through everything you didn't do today or in your life.
Have you tried vodka? Look, if it works for you, it works for you. I'm if it makes another person happy and it's not like having this on in the background would not bother me. Mm-hmm. Like if Mrs. Teresi decided she wanted to listen to this at bedtime, I wouldn't think twice about it. I would not go out of my way to seek this kind of thing because like one of my favorite established, basically memorized soundtracks is the Pirates of the Caribbean at Disneyland.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good one.
I mean, I can, from the boats bumping up against the dock area to that quiet lapping water, yep, against the boat sound, the banjo as you pass through, the ambiance of people having dinner at Blue Bayou, all the way through. I mean, I can visualize the whole thing. Absolutely love it. Part of the reason I love it is because it's special, because it only exists when I'm there.
So what you're saying then is you don't have something called misophonia, which is a strong reaction to specific sounds. I knew somebody who had this. It would drive him nuts if you could hear anybody eating. He had a rough time with that. It's like an aversion to things like chewing, repetitive noises such as pencil tapping or dripping water. They can become irritated, enraged, and even panicked when they hear their trigger sounds.
Enraged and people chewing.
So you don't like the sound of like crunchy food? That's not...
Crunch. If I'm eating and I'm in a high noise environment, it doesn't bother me that somebody else is eating. If I'm sitting on the couch and my darling daughter is getting after a bag of Doritos, I gotta leave.
Okay, so that's where your line is on that one.
There's got to be sufficient ambient noise in order for me to accept the sound of somebody else eating anywhere near me.
Okay. We have a couple of kids in braces, and I think that makes you an even louder eater.
Well, somebody I love, I'm convinced, has like an extra, like a hollow sinus or something that causes an amplification of the sound of that wonderful, wonderful human being chewing anything kind of crunchy. I've never heard something that sounds quite as much like somebody mixing Pop Rocks in a cement mixer as this darling human being just trying in peace to eat a half dozen almonds.
Hey, I think we should post up that Freedom Cafe thing, though, for sure, because I think that might be the thing I just start to carry around with me to explain the need.
We will share it on Drive KMJ. If you're looking for it right now and you cannot wait the 2 minutes it's going to take for me to get it, I've got it up on my personal page at Philip Teresi.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
This is the Afternoon Drive Podcast with Philip and Skip from KMJ and KMJNow.com.
4:37 on the Afternoon Drive. News Talk 580 and 105.9 KMJ. Philip Teresi, Skip Echeverria. Glad you guys could join us. If you missed any part of the program, find the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, all that good stuff. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to dive into the pronunciations of Rashida Tlaib as a member of the squad rears her head again. But I wanted to get to this because I think that we're going to see more details coming out in the course of this week. But there has been a final update pending the investigation of the shooting yesterday at Austin East Magnet High School in Knoxville, Tennessee. So the shooting occurred at approximately 3:15 p.m. Police responded to a call that an armed student was holed up in the bathroom. When officers entered the bathroom, the student fired at them, striking one officer. He was hit in the hip. The officer, by the way, is recovering. The officer's going to be fine. The student was killed by return fire from the police. No other students were injured in this, and as far as I've read it, it was the one officer who is now recovering and everything's
right.
Fine.
The suspect was pronounced dead at the scene and was a student of the high school, according to reports. Several agencies have been involved, including the Nashville Field Division of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives that were on the scene. I think it is a testament to the evacuation practice that schools go through that they were able to get kids out into a safe place once this all started to kind of go down. Knox County School Superintendent Bob Thomas said in a tweet that the school had been secured and that students who were not involved in the incident had been released to their families. He referred to it as a tragic situation. Investigators are going to be going through surveillance camera footage to get more information on the incident and did add that the officers were wearing body cameras as well.
So they get the call. They find the kid. It's 3:15, so it's after school or very, very nearly so. The kid doesn't take out the weapon until he's confronted. But as soon as he's confronted, he fires at the officers, which is exactly the wrong thing to do. Two things go through my head. Either we have seen a perfect example of all of the pieces moving exactly the way they're supposed mm-hmm. to, or this was a suicide by cop.
Yeah. Well, I don't really know that anybody goes onto a campus with a gun and thinks they're going to make it out alive at some point. It's just how many, you know, people will they take with them? In this circumstance, I think that there's going to be a lot of people that go back and say, you know, was there something we should have seen? What was going on? I mean, Knoxville in particular has had a really, frankly, kind of scary rise in gun violence against their high school age students, not necessarily on a campus, but just kind of in the area over the last few weeks. So it's good. This could have been a much, much more horrible story than the one that we're sharing today.
Agreed completely.
That poor officer that had to shoot a kid, though. I mean, what else are you supposed to do, right? They shot at him. He had to, but still.
There's just no way in the society in which we exist that one points a gun at a police officer expecting any other outcome.
Right, exactly. And I'm just saying that the feelings that have to go along with that. I mean, I'm not sure if it's clear in here if this was a resource officer that was on campus that was a part of this, because many campuses do have, you know, their assigned officer. But still, I mean, in that moment, that officer did what they had to do and they're recovering, but still tragic.
Absolutely it is. The officer has to carry this with him for the rest of his life. I'm grateful that there is a rest of his life to carry it through.
Right.
And I'm I wonder if understanding what was going through the kid's head is in any way therapeutic. I mean, what happened. If it's a scenario where you definitely saved lives, where you stopped somebody who was present with the intention to harm multiple other people, I consider myself extremely fortunate that I've never been in a situation even remotely like this. I don't know if there's ever a circumstance under which taking a life it goes away completely or is rationalized completely. But if you know you saved lives, I would imagine it's easier than stupid pulled a pellet gun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Strange, sad story. And we will be monitoring communication out of Knoxville to see if there's ever any explanation as to what the motive of this idiot was. It's a very what a terrible thing to do to the officer and to the campus. In the meantime, congressional class idiot Rashida Tlaib has opened her mouth again, this time to announce that she thinks that we need to just simply do away with the police. Too many folks are confused when they hear we need to defund the police. I ask you to engage in this debate with an openness. There is real validity in dismantling the current racist system that has led to this pain. It's still both, but don't let the who overshadow the decades of structural racism that has created the system that allows police officer after police officer off the hook for murder. I want us to dig deeper so the defund police movement isn't brushed aside. The defund police movement should be brushed aside. It is an idiotic thing to think that any civilization of any scale is going to function with no policing, incarceration, or consequences for unlawful behavior.
I don't know in the arguments here, what country are we holding up as an example of where this works? Do I think that we're having real conversations and changes in policy and a direction of resources to ways that could better serve communities and make police officers a part of the communities they serve? Absolutely. But I don't know what she's pointing to in real life where this works. Understanding that, you know, there is a long history of the enforcement of laws that have changed over the development of the United States and our history. But what? Like, where are we looking? Can you name I don't know any countries. Do you know of any?
Not in the real world. No, that's not how things work. Even in like the utopian imaginings of Gene Roddenberry, there was still security guys and phasers. There is no version of the human experience where it isn't necessary for people to be held accountable when they behave in a way that runs contrary to the will of the society in which they exist. Proof further that this is an idiot seizing upon a horrible, horrible circumstance to perpetuate a narrative that does no service to her constituents or to any American. She opens this saying it wasn't an accident. Policing in our country is inherently and intentionally racist. Dante Wright was met with aggression and violence. I am done with those who condone government-funded murder. Dante Wright did not deserve to die. There is not a single human being that I have seen in any coverage of this, including the officer who fired that shot, who believes that Dante Wright deserved to die. Nobody believes that. You want to have a dialogue, a conversation. Let's talk about officer training in regards to non-lethal force. Let's talk about maybe driver's training that includes when a police officer tells you to put your hands behind your back, don't try to dive back into the car to speed away. What happened to Dante Wright is horrible. It's sickening. It's why when my son was learning to drive and as my daughter begins the process, the repetition of when you get pulled over, roll down all the windows, turn on the cab light and sit with your hands on the steering wheel until you have been given instructions, even in broad daylight, even if you're on your way to Bible study, is a part of their driver's training. Because acting like a jackwagon, acting like a punk, trying to run from the cops who are simply trying to do their jobs, if Dante Wright had not acted like a criminal, there wouldn't have been a need for a taser, much less this terrible, stupid thing that happened.
True story. I'm not going to argue with you on that. However, there is, you know, I mean, the officer, has since resigned. I had a retired police officer that reached out to me this morning about it because, frankly, he was pissed because his thing is like there is a difference between a taser and a gun. And you know the difference if you are a trained police officer. So where is the breakdown here with regards to that training? Because you don't want a pharmacist, quote, who can't tell the difference between an aspirin and a fentanyl.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. Very different thing than defunding the police and doing away with any sort of law enforcement, incarceration, or legal consequences for unlawful behavior. Rashida Tlaib's an idiot. Unfortunately, so is the officer who meant to tase Dante Wright.
Coming up just after 5, your final chance for today to win $100 just by sending a text. If you win that $100, you're one step closer to the $25,000 payoff. You can find all the official rules and details at kmjnow.com. It's the $25,000 payoff brought to you by Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. Also, while you're at our website, make sure that you click the link there to find out how you can get vaccinated from COVID-19. Links to Fresno County residents and the entire Central Valley are posted up online. And as we've shared with you, as we've gotten the updates, now open to 16 and up.
Make the appointment, man. And for those of you that were kind of looking forward to maybe doing it the easy way and doing the one shot thing with Johnson & Johnson, I understand. I do. It might not be super duper convenient, but right now, while Johnson & Johnson's on pause, don't let that be an excuse not to do it. Go get your vaccination. Moderna seems to be working well for a whole lot of people. I'm going to get my second poke of the Pfizer vaccine tonight, and I'm I don't know if looking forward to it's the right word. What I'm looking forward to is being fully vaccinated so that I don't have to think twice at all about being around the people that I care about. Going back to this Rashida Tlaib thing for just a minute, and this the needless death of Dante Wright. I use the expression well-intentioned idiots a lot, usually when I'm talking about Sacramento, but frequently when I'm talking about politicians, period. Well-intentioned idiots. I'm not even sure that Tlaib is well-intentioned sometimes. She's such an angry person. Every time I see her speak, she's pissed. Dante Wright's death is partially the responsibility of people like Rashida Tlaib, who want to endlessly erode the standards of the society in which we exist. Now, when I tell you guys that I taught my son as a part of his driver's training the litany of how to deal with a police officer in a traffic stop that provides maximum comfort, I'm not kidding. He heard that more than he got instruction on how to use a clutch. Continuing to tell people that it's somebody else's fault, that it is the man who is to be blamed, rather than the individual's responsibility, is going to lead to more Dante Wrights. Because there's going to be another situation where an officer gets over-agitated, like this revolting display that we saw with this Army lieutenant getting pepper sprayed for apparently no reason, or this kid getting killed because the officer involved in the stop got too wound up and drew the... She was a training officer, and she got so wound up that she couldn't tell the difference between a Glock 17 and a taser.
Well, and that's where I guess I would say... What's going on with the screening of your candidates in that moment? It was that heightened.
But my point goes back to this: what happened to Dante Wright is inexcusable. It's sickening. That officer was right to submit her resignation, and I would not be surprised to see her lose in a wrongful death civil suit to the family. Anybody who's watched the video can see that officer believed she had a taser and was immediately stunned and horrified when she realized that she had shot this kid. If this kid had not acted like a criminal, none of this would have been necessary, period. And continuing to tell young men like Dante Wright that it's somebody else's fault and that they should run around and act like a punk and not just skip out on a misdemeanor charge and catch themselves a warrant, but to actively flee from the police after you've been pulled over, while they're trying to put you in handcuffs, a misdemeanor warrant, this kid's going to be in jail for the length of time it takes for him to call his mom and get a ride. And now he's dead because he was stupid and he tried to run from a nothing burger charge.
Well, and I guess it's an interesting contrast that we have that this story juxtaposed with the story of the Black Army lieutenant who did all of the things you said about trying to comply and the clear differences in the responses and the outcomes. All of that to say, the squad member, it's fundraising on fear. it's denying the fact that these are different circumstances and actually keeping us locked in this back and forth, as opposed to addressing each one of these issues and trying to right some wrongs.